warmest greetings to any person listening to this recording, wherever you may be, whatever your circumstances may be. I'm Rob Christie. I've been involved in growth and transformation for decades. And during that long and fruitful journey, I've had the privilege of working with many competent teachers. And this morning, I'm with one of the best. His name's Jim Hamilton. He's the author of 5 books. He's my dear friend. And most importantly, from your point of view, he has technologies to offer you which have been proven to benefit any person who will seriously commit to engage in them. Today, we want to talk about success, entrepreneurism, the people who rise to the top of the heap. I'm hopeful you're one of them, or if not one of them, aspiring to be such. Jim, from your point of view, what's special about the contributions that a person can make who's achieved a certain level of success in his or her life?
Good question, Rob, and great to see you this morning. We always do these things in the morning. Always appreciate what we achieve and allowing other people to listen in. You know, I was just last night and last couple of days become intrigued with Matthew McConaughey and what he's most recently doing, which is taking his stardom, because he's massively successful movie star, for lack of a better expression, and he's taken his star power and he's moving to influencing others in a useful manner. He has something called Art of Living, except it's Art of Living, L-I-V-I-N with an apostrophe. And he has a book called Green Lights. And what he talks about is, in fact, his language is so very similar to mine. I'm becoming really intrigued with his organization, which he had 2.5 million people Monday listening in on his program. And we have massive similarities. So I've come up in my own way. He's come up in his own way. He's become massively successful. And now he wants to help others. And he talks about the idea of green lights, which means when you go through life, the next thing you know, you've learned how to allow to the point that everything that occurs feeds your soul, feeds your, when I say your traffic, feeds your momentum, feeds your possibilities, feeds your growth. And in that, it, because you're coherent with green lights, that's the name of his book. I understand it's on the bestseller list for in the year, maybe 2020, that not only does he feed his own growth, but just like a comet, you know, going through the universe, it leaves trails and it influences others, because when you're coherent and you're orderly, that's what you leave behind and that's who you touch. In fact, that's who you attract, is other orderly people as you become more coherent. To go off on a side thing for just a second, I've recently become really aware of the difference between groups of people that are coherent and groups of people that are dissonant. And I really, truly steer away from dissonance. It is so, my personal trajectory is really, really clear. And it's really kind of set in permanently now. And this quality of allowing, this quality of achieving, that's not the word I'm really after. This quality of flow has become really, really set in place. It's permanent now. And I live in a certain strata of activity and outcomes and choices and insights. And I can more strongly see stuff that is dissonant And I have no obligation at all to wade into that. And so part of success is, as we touched on just before we started, is, you know, birds of a feather flock together. And when you're in a dissonant mode in your life or dissonant period in your life, you have attracted others like that. And it's like when you are the crab trying to pull yourself out of the pot, the other crabs are trying to pull you back in. And so, you know, success is about escaping what doesn't work, making choices for what does work, learning how to stoke that fire. And of course, allowing is a big part of it, but also the ability to make choices, learn from your choices, continue to allow, continue to glow, continue to stretch.
My coach says everyone has a special talent, or to put it a different way, a greatest strength. What would you say Matthew McConaughey's greatest strength is that he brings to his commitment to helping others?
Besides willing to be crazy, you mean? Because,
well.
you know, if you're not breaking out of the norm, you ain't going to get anywhere. So I think probably a greatest strength of any entrepreneur, anybody that's successful, isn't about fitting in and doing what everybody else does. It's about breaking away. Now, I think it was Sunday, I read this article about Matthew McConaughey and his book, Green Lights. Not green light, but green lights. It's continuous green lights going through traffic. Green lights. We all know what that is. And I was astounded. And so one of the craziest books I read is Keith Richards, one of the Rolling Stones, talking about a wild autobiography or biography, whichever it was. And listening to whoever was talking about Matthew McConaughey, talking about that being one of the craziest books they've ever read. And so I think being crazy, I use the term slightly facetiously, but it's about breaking out of normal, because normal only gets you more normal. And if you want to be more and have more and become more and influence more, you've got to break away from the crowd. You've got to get out there in clear air. And I think from all of that, Matthew's then, because when you break away from the crowd, you have to have, now you have to have your own internal governance. You've got to be driven by your own stuff. And if all it is a lot of cocaine and a lot of who knows what, that's not very good governance. So breaking away from the crowd is a really powerful concept, but you got to have that internal governance, a certain kind of discipline, a certain kind of connection. And of course, my work says your connection with source is the foundation of becoming successful. And, so breaking away is only part of it. But Matthew McConaughey, he has, you know, one of the things it's not been on my list is being a dad. And I've not been a dad. But he's got a beautiful wife, and I believe he has three children. And to me, that's ballsy. I have a lot of courage, but I don't have that kind of courage. I'm more of a loner kind of a thing, and I do a lot of different odd things, but, anyway, you've got to be able to break out from the norm, and that's where it all starts. And then plugging into what's true, and now you've got clean air for becoming as big of an influence as you'd ever like to be.
Before I ask this next question, I want to invite you to let go of any tendency you may have to be modest. What's Jim Hamilton's greatest strength?
Well, I have to say exactly the same thing I said about Matthew, except that when I don't know if we, where I was most recent. Oh, I did a presentation in April, and I talked about when I was born and as young as I was, could remember my connection with source was always there. And as I grew into boyhood, I knew that connection. I didn't know what it was. This is all internal, being a little tiny infant, a little tiny people. on the planet with two arms and legs and being in a body. And this connection, this camaraderie where I'd come from was strongly and powerfully set when I came into this planet. And so the idea of buying into authority figures as I grew up, they just weren't a match for what I internally knew from this process of coming in with my connection intact, you might say. And so I had that internal governance from the get-go. After that, it wasn't so much about being crazy, but I did not buy any of the rules. I don't mean any of them. So I've been, and that's why the idea of being a dad and, you know, having a family and stuff never been part of my deal. I've been so, I won't say odd, but, you know, the goal of suntan feet when you're 20 or, well, how old was I? 26. Anyway, so I do think ballsy is a big deal, but ballsy with an underlying governance. That really what you're learning how to do is refine your connection with source, refine that connection with that internal governance that is actually found all in all of nature. And so ultimately, I was very early on, I learned how to meditate. That's where I discovered the nervous system as a center, like a sensing, you know, sensing out and receiving back. And so I've had the ability to be really wild by not doing anything I was supposed to do. As it was, I barely got out of high school, had my 40-foot sailboat by the time I was 26, and I've just not played by any of the rules. And here I am at 70, whatever, and retirement is not even remotely on my list. I got my next 30 years of business planned. I expect to be around here to watch this whole transition. So this whole thing is, it's all wild and crazy, and I encourage that. And I'm not here to be a peacenik and walk around, you know, with my, like this. I'm here to be wild and crazy and teach about my connection with source and be influential. And I have a lifetime of building up to it.
How does your work support an already successful person in taking the next step up the ladder? Or achieving the kind of success that we associate with a guy like Matthew McConaughey or Tony Robbins?
Well, initially I was going to respond by saying that there's two kinds of success. The one kind of success that's kind of, I've already made all the money I can stand and I've got all the Corvettes and all the this and that's and the Lexuses and don't have the spiritual component. And for those people looking for what's next, I can be really useful. And then there's the people that have that kind of success where their spiritual life has become, where they've come to understand it, let's, for lack of a better expression, there's a power they need to plug into. I've never listened to Tony Robbins, even though I certainly know who he is. I've never been in any of his events. I'm sure he teaches about some kind of a power, and I wish I could be specific, but I don't know. But even at that, people that are successful because they've enabled their natural state of connection with source, or they've come to understand a power beyond them, because I think anybody with true success has learned how to partner with something bigger themselves. That's more my terminology, but my work, you know, here's where I kind of unabashedly will go wild, say, I've got core resonance. I don't think there's anything like it on the planet. I don't think there is. I don't think anybody has got quite what I do, even though as the closer you get to the apex, the closer to the top of the pyramid, if you will, the truth gets more and more and more and more similar. Because ultimately there's only one truth. There's a single governance that all of life abides by. Some people call it God, I call it source innate intelligence. And the more efficiently we can plug into that, the more whole we can become, the more successful we can become, and ultimately partnered with source, partnered with innate intelligence, blended with source, blended with innate intelligence. And we become a real human being when innate intelligence resides within us, or we reside within that order for which we are walking around with two legs and two arms, and in a world where truly being influential, which means being coherent, leaves coherence where we've last been. And I honestly believe that I am on cutting edge of that kind of success and that kind of delivery, and can teach it to anybody, but of course they have to be interested. They have to have some idea what I'm talking about. And if they do, my whole life has been unusual, and I used to call it extra innings. I don't really, this lifetime, I'm bringing some really interesting tools in. I got mind-based tools now, and the nervous system base, which is really sophisticated, and what it can achieve is huge. So you go into an entrepreneurial group or an organization of entrepreneurs, and you put a colony in that organization. Now we're grounding the frequency of God into the foundation of that organization, as well as the key individuals, and you've got something really, really powerful. And I believe I know how to turn the world around, grounding the frequency of God into the world through humanity of all things, because the rest of nature and the rest of the world's already got it. Humanity is what's out of sync. So grounding the frequency of God into humanity is the biggest game. And we can live a life happily ever after.
Just to be clear, for our audience, Jim, you aren't advocating a religious belief or making a request that people join a new religious organization. What you're talking about when you talk about sources, it's almost mechanical. Or metaphysical. Say a little more about that.
Well, you bring up a good point, and certainly my remarks are not religious. They might be spiritual, but in fact, it's a mechanical understanding of how things work. A human being is not intact on his own. The gallbladder is not intact on its own. The cells in the body, the cells in a tree, they are not intact on their own. There's a governance that they are plugged into. There's a like all cells have what are called microtubules. And microtubules are the little receiving dish that all cells use to get their governance from, because the microtubule is like a little receiving dish, and it talks to the cosmos. I assume it's a two-way deal. I would think it would have to be, because paramecium, they're constantly moving around, looking for food, backing up, going forward, whatever, sensing out, receiving back, sensing out, receiving back. And that's what goes on. And as we learn to plug in, somehow the humans are out of sync with their natural state of connection with source. I don't know if we got dropped on our heads. I don't know if we're a manufactured species. I don't know if the church ripped us off a long time ago. I don't know what happened, but the humans have lost their connection with guidance that all of the rest of living things on this planet have an intact connection with. And being out of that connection is really a mechanical understanding, especially when you recognize that the nervous system itself is like a living antenna system and your connection with source. The only thing I'll add to that is neurons is what the nervous system is made of, and neurons have far more microtubules than regular cells. So we learn how to listen and sense with the nervous system. And as we learn how to quiet down and learn how to sense our connection, you move out of the mind, by the way, to do that. But the whole thing opens up like crazy. Whoops, like crazy. Whoops, like crazy.